It's the Sharrow Festival, Saturday the 3rd of July, and I'm here to get the pulse of this festival. I'm talking to Evelyn Joseph from the NHS. Hello, Evelyn.
Hello.
What is your stall here today?
We from the Centre for HIV and Sexual Health, and the part of the African Peer Educator Project. Mm-hmm. And we're doing sexual health awareness.
Are you doing this in schools?
We do have a team that actually works within schools, which is the Red Ribbon Project and the Parent to Parent. The work that we do is we do community-based work within BME communities within Sheffield. Mm-hmm. Today we are at the Sharrow Festival and just giving out information on sexual health education.
Do people pick up your leaflets?
Yes, people do pick up the leaflets with a bit of hesitation, but they eventually pick them up.
Here is the Sheffield campaign against climate change. And I'm talking to Ronin, who is one of the people who are running this stall. Ronin.
Hello, Sheffield Live.
Can you tell us what your group is about?
Right, Sheffield Campaign Against Climate Change is an organisation, as the name suggests, to try and work against climate change in Sheffield. Climate change is a very big thing, CO2 in the atmosphere, all that sort of stuff, and facing the mass extinction because of the climate change and water's rising and all those things, all those big scary things. So what we're trying to do is to make an impact in Sheffield to reduce the carbon emissions of the whole of Sheffield, but also there's lots of activities to really get involved in. So at the moment our major campaign is linking tar sands, investment in tar sands, because like, for example, the Royal Bank of Scotland and the other banks, the Sheffield HSBC and all that sort of stuff, they invest massively. The Royal Bank of Scotland is, of course, owned mostly by the taxpayer now, massively financing extraction of oil from tar sands. Alberta is a massive country, obviously, a massive area of Canada, and what they're trying to do is to... It's like really sticky bitumen tar, and they're trying to heat that up to create oil. So the analogy is, if you want to get oil, or if you want to go to have a drink, you go to a pub and they pour you a pint of beer straight out there. If you imagine that was oil, and like an oil well, easy, right? Tar sands is like an analogy where you you're a bit thirsty for a pint and you find a pub that no one's been there for 20 odd years, and the carpet is sort of, you realise the carpet must have had a lot of beer soaked into it, and so what you do is think, oh, I'm really thirsty, I'll put some water on the carpet, I'll get all the carpet together, and then I'll boil that up for about a couple of days, and then I'll squeeze all that revolting horribleness out of the carpet, and then I'll drink that.
And, it's quite terrific.
So that's the tar sands, massive thing in Alberta. But so we're linking that to we can either invest in that, or we can sort of reduce our carbon emissions in Sheffield by insulating homes. We're doing a little bit of that with a warm front and stuff like that. But there's 53% of the houses in Sheffield are hard to treat. Victorian houses that need quite a lot of work, and they basically need insulation right the way through on the walls, and that'll take quite a lot of investment, but will massively reduce our CO2. So we've got choices to make, and whether we go for a sustainable future or an unsustainable one is choices we have to make now, because we haven't got very long. So that's one aspect of Sheffield campaign against climate change.
Can I interrupt you a bit? Is your job to convince house owners to put money in their house and insulate it? What is your job?
Well, we're campaigning because a lot of individual things can make a difference, but we're trying to make things... If you only go for little things, you'll only get little successes. So we're trying to make sure that the actual structure, the infrastructure, the politics around, particularly in Sheffield, we can influence the council, but we're trying to influence stuff on a larger scale. So Nick Clegg is obviously a local Sheffield MP, but he's the only government, he's the Deputy Prime Minister, he's the only cabinet member. So we're getting people to send out postcards I shall write this. Dear Nick Clegg, I shall read this, sorry. Dear Nick Clegg, I'm writing to you as Sheffield's only government MP and as Deputy Prime Minister to ask you to make sure our money is invested wisely to tackle climate change. Some pension funds and banks wrongly claim that tar sands are a sustainable resource. I want to see government control used to ensure that money is invested, instead to reduce our energy use here in Sheffield. Insulating Sheffield's hard-to-treat homes would mean a cut in CO2 emissions, healthier families, cheaper fuel bills, and worthwhile local jobs. Please act to make sure banks and pension funds use our money to create a sustainable future, not an ecological catastrophe. So that's the sort of basis of our campaign at the moment. I think I'm going to stop.
How are you managing so far?
Lots of people are filling out cards. It's a very, very successful campaign. We'll see whether the Con Dems, the Liberal Democrats and the Conservatives actually do anything, really. Because it's very easy to talk and not much is happening. So we'll see.
Thank you very much, Ronin.
Thank you.
I'm talking to Georgina from Brahma Kumaris. Hello, Georgina.
Hi there.
What is your stall about?
Our stall is all about finding positive qualities in yourself. So it's about meditation, positive thinking and self-esteem. And we have a couple of things which are really good fun. One is called Virtue Scope, where you just pick positive qualities from a pack of cards and you look at different areas of your life. So, for example, your work or your family, home situations. And then you use that positive quality to help yourself in that area of your life. So it's really about realizing that you have actually a lot of resources inside of yourself that you can begin to use in everyday situations. Mm-hmm. And about being able to focus on the positive, because that really helps.
And when you're not holding a stall in a festival, what do you do?
Well, we're a voluntary organisation, so most of us work, but we actually run our courses, which are mostly run in the evenings or the weekends. They're free of charge, so we invite anyone to come along and join in. We run all of the courses every month at our centre, which is just on Oakbrook Road near Encliffe Park.
Mm-hmm. And you teach meditation?
We teach meditation, yeah, and we teach positive thinking and self-esteem as well. So,
is it religious based?
It's what we call a spiritual. It's the actual name of the organisation is Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University. And so our approach is one of study. A bit like if you were at university, you would be inquiring into different matters to see if they're true. And it's the same with positive qualities. We're using them as the basis of a study. So it's a personal thing. Anyone from any background can come and enjoy. And in fact, we do get many people from different faiths, as well as people from no faith. You know, you may be agnostic or atheist, but actually everyone needs positive qualities in their life.
How did you start with meditation?
I got interested in it because a friend of mine started to practice, and what I saw in her was a big change, actually, even in a short period of time. I saw her not only become more happy, but really begin to get her life together on a practical level, and that was what really touched me, actually. So I could see her happiness, but more than that, I could see that it was working practically.
And how long have you been into meditation?
Well, I've been involved with the Brahma Kumaris practicing meditation for 17 years now. And it's just part of my life, really. It's a daily practice, something that I do in the morning when I wake up. But it's also part of my enjoyment of life. So sharing it with others gives me a lot of pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's Saturday, the 3rd of July, and I'm here with Usua. And Usua, are you living here in the neighbourhood?
Yeah, I just live down the road.
Do you come every year at the Sharo Festival?
Like regular basis, like every year so we come.
What do you like most about it?
The people around, like the different stalls and like here, cultural stalls and stuff like that. And educational stalls. Like all the music bands and stuff like that.
What's your favourite music?
Hip-hop and R&B.
Do you dance it?
Yeah, I'm a street dancer.
Do you have any group?
No, not at the moment. No, hip-hop too.
How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
And what do you want to do when you become older?
Be a barrister.
Barrister?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it's not very popular in our culture and stuff, and like it will get me further on in life.
What's the most popular, job with your friends?
My friends, well, they're all unusual because one of them wants to be she's called Anila, and she wants to be a psychiatrist. Another one, she wants to be a doctor, and she's called Hajra. And my friend Sana, she doesn't have a clue what she wants to do.
Well, you're still young, you have a lot of way to go. You may change your mind. Do you do any activities at the Asian Women's Centre or not?
Yeah, well, most holiday terms, school holiday terms, we have like different activities for children from 8 to 13 year olds. We take them to to watch plays and cinemas and bowling, or we'll take them out into Derbyshire and do things like that, and like climbing and stuff like that.
Do you enjoy the excursions in the countryside?
Yeah, I really enjoy them because like all my friends that I see every term, I'll meet there.
Hi.
Hello, we've been joined by Usua's friends.
Hello, I'm Myra, I'm also sister.
Say my name.
Have you? Shorty, Nisa.
Do you come every year at the festival?
Last year.
All the time. Myra come all the time.
Last year I did some voluntarily work, but this year I'm just chilling out and it's just enjoying the food and yeah.
After her exams have just finished, so just like with all the friends and stuff, chilling.
Was the festival better last year or this year?
Last year was better, this year's really crap.
This year they've got better singers. Last year they had
all bands. Right, boring.
This year they've got banger and stuff like that.
What would you like to see next year?
We'd like to see some, I don't know, maybe better music. Because, okay, they do have do have decent music at some points, but the majority, a lot of people can't associate to it, like a lot of the youth nowadays, because it's
make have good banger dancers.
Yeah, they need some more ethnic music, whether that be Arabic or banger, which they do, but just maybe a bit more to get people moving a bit more, you know,
from different ethnic backgrounds.
I should be more live and more louder.
So this year, what's the like predominant music in the program?
Predominant music, to be honest with you, yeah, it's probably rock. You know all the people that are sitting in the bottom yard?
They're all rock listeners.
Yeah, it's mainly their type of music, but the people that are moving around, it's not really youthy music. Well, you did have bits of Bangra, which is good, but I think it's not focused on that.
Yeah. Is your favourite music Bangra?
Yeah,
and I remember about a couple of years ago at Shara Festival, they used to bring in quite major Bangra singers like RDB and Punjabi Hit Squad, so maybe they need to start bringing this one a bit big.
I remember when I got put on the stage with RDB and I had to dance and I was like so embarrassing because everyone was staring at me.
Yeah, because Shara festivals like that are quite memorable as well. Like last year I don't really remember because I can't really remember anyone famous coming in, but years before that there's been quite like famous people for like the Asian community, which is quite big in this area.
So it's part of the success of the festival to bring in someone famous.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, because that shows that like, it's quite deep, the whole festival, and that they've like quite actually put a concentrate.
Do you usually have to bring in bands from other cities, or there are like famous bands in Sheffield?
No, I think it's mainly for Bangor, it's mainly out cities such as London and Birmingham because they're more focused over there.
What are you going to do when you finish school?
Oh, I finished school and I'm going to sixth form next year. And I don't know what I want to do after that.
Aruz, do you also love Bangra music?
Yeah, I like it.
Do you dance it?
Yeah, not really.
Not any hip-hop with Usua?
No, not really.
Okay, nice girls. Thank you very much. And if you're wondering what this podcast is, it's the Sharrow Festival, Saturday the 3rd of July. I'm sorry, but you missed it if you're listening to it on a day later than the 3rd of July. And I'm here to get the pulse of this festival.